The Gospel according to Luke.
One day, Jesus was in the temple, teaching the people and telling them the good news. The leading priests, teachers of the law, and Jewish elders came up to talk with him.
Tell us, what authority do you have to do these things? Who gave you this authority?
I will ask you a question too. Tell me, when John baptized people, did that come from God or from man?
The priests, the teachers of the law, and the Jewish leaders all talked about this.
If we answer John's baptism was from God, then Jesus will say, then why did you not believe John?
But if we say John's baptism was from man, then all the people will kill us with stones because they believe that John was a prophet. We don't know the answer.
Then I will not tell you by what authority I do these things.
Then Jesus told the people this story.
A man planted a vineyard. The man leased the land to some farmers. Then he went away for a long time. Later, it was time for the grapes to be picked. So the man sent a servant to those farmers to get his share of the grapes. But they beat the servant and sent him away with nothing. Then he sent another servant. They beat this servant too. They showed no respect for him and sent him away with nothing. So the man sent a third servant. The farmers hurt this servant badly and threw him out. The owner of the vineyard said, "What will I do now? I will send my son, whom I love very much. Maybe they will respect him." When they saw the son, they said to each other, "This is the owner's son. This vineyard will be his. If we kill him, then it will be ours." So the farmers threw the son out of the vineyard and killed him. What will the owner of this vineyard do? He will come and kill those farmers. Then he will give the vineyard to other farmers.
The people heard this story. They said,
"No, let this never happen."
But Jesus looked at them and said,
"Then what does this verse mean? The stone that the builders did not want became the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken. If that stone falls on you, it will crush you."
The teachers of the law and the priest heard the story that Jesus told. They knew the story was about them, so they wanted to arrest Jesus at once. But they were afraid of what the people would do. So they waited for the right time to get Jesus. They sent some spies who acted as if they were good men. They wanted to trap Jesus in what he said, so they could hand him over to the authority and power of the governor. So the spies asked Jesus,
"Teacher, we know that what you say and teach is true. You teach the same to all people. You always teach the truth about God's way. Tell us, is it right that we pay taxes to Caesar or not?"
But Jesus knew that these men were trying to trick him.
"Show me a coin. Whose name is on the coin? And whose picture is on it?"
"Caesar's."
"Then give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and give to God the things that are God's."
The men were amazed at his answer. They could say nothing. They were not able to trap Jesus in anything he said before the people. Some Sadducees came to Jesus. Sadducees believed that people will not rise from death. They asked,
"Teacher, Moses wrote that a man's brother might die. He leaves a wife but no children. Then that man must marry the widow and have children for his dead brother. One time there were seven brothers. The first brother married but died. He had no children. Then the second brother married the widow, and he died. And the third brother married the widow, and he died. The same thing happened with all the other brothers. They all died and had no children. The woman was the last to die. But all seven brothers married her. So when people rise from death, whose wife will the woman be?"
"On earth, people marry each other. But those who will be worthy to be raised from death and live again will not marry. In that life, they are like angels and cannot die. They are children of God because they have been raised from death. Moses clearly showed that the dead are raised to life. When Moses wrote about the burning bush, he said that the Lord is the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is the God of living people, not dead people. All people are alive to God.
Some of the teachers of the law said,
"Teacher, your answer was good."
No one was brave enough to ask him another question.
Why do people say that the Christ is the son of David? In the book of Psalms, David himself says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit by me at my right side until I put your enemies under your control." David calls the Christ Lord, but the Christ is also the son of David. How can both these things be true?
While all the people were listening, Jesus said to his followers,
"Be careful of the teachers of the law. They like to walk around wearing clothes that look important, and they love for people to show respect to them in the marketplaces. They love to have the most important seats in the synagogues and at the feasts. But they cheat widows and steal their houses. Then they try to make themselves look good by saying long prayers. God will punish these men very much."
Jesus saw some rich people putting their gifts into the temple money box. Then Jesus saw a poor widow. She put two small copper coins into the box.
"I tell you the truth, this poor widow gave only two small coins, but she really gave more than all those rich people. The rich have plenty. They gave only what they did not need. This woman is very poor, but she gave all she had, and she needed that money to live on."
Some of the followers were talking about the temple and how it was decorated with beautiful stones and gifts offered to God.
"The time will come when all that you see here will be destroyed. Every stone will be thrown down to the ground. Not one stone will be left on another."
"Teacher, when will these things happen? What will show us that it is time for them to take place?"
"Be careful. Don't be fooled. Many people will come using my name. They will say, 'I am the Christ,' and 'The right time has come.' But don't follow them. When you hear about wars and riots, don't be afraid. These things must happen first. Then the end will come later. Nations will fight against other nations. Kingdoms will fight against other kingdoms. There will be great earthquakes, sicknesses, and other terrible things in many places. In some places, there will be no food for the people to eat. Fearful events and great signs will come from heaven. But before all these things happen, people will arrest you and treat you cruelly. They will judge you in their synagogues and put you in jail. You will be forced to stand before kings and governors. They will do all these things to you because you follow me. But this will give you an opportunity to tell about me. Don't worry about what you will say. I will give you the wisdom to say things so that none of your enemies will be able to show that you are wrong. Even your parents, brothers, relatives, and friends will turn against you. They will kill some of you. All people will hate you because you follow me. But none of these things can really harm you. You will save yourselves by continuing strong in your faith through all these things. When you see armies all around Jerusalem, then you will know that it will soon be destroyed. At that time, the people in Judea should run away to the mountains. The people in Jerusalem must get out. If you are near the city, don't go in. These are the days of punishment, to make come true all that is written in the scriptures. At that time, it will be hard for women who are pregnant or have nursing babies. Great trouble will come upon this land, and God will be angry with his people. Some will be killed by the sword and taken as prisoners to all nations. Jerusalem will be crushed by non-Jewish people until their time is over. Amazing things will happen to the sun, moon, and stars. On earth, nations will be afraid because of the roar and fury of the sea. They will not know what to do. People will be so afraid they will faint. They will wonder what is happening to the whole world. Everything in the sky will be changed. Then, people will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to happen, don't fear. Look up and hold your heads high, because the time when God will free you is near.
Then Jesus told this story.
Look at the fig tree and all the other trees. When their leaves appear, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see all these things happening, then you will know that God's kingdom is coming very soon. I tell you the truth. All these things will happen while the people of this time are still living. The whole world, earth, and sky will be destroyed. But the words I have said will never be destroyed. Be careful. Don't spend your time feasting and drinking, or don't be too busy with worldly things. If you do that, you will not be able to think straight, and then that day might come when you are not ready. It will close like a trap on all people on earth. So be ready all the time. Pray that you will be strong enough to escape all these things that will happen, and pray that you will be able to stand before the Son of Man.
During the day, Jesus taught the people in the temple. At night, he went out of the city and stayed on the Mount of Olives. Every morning, all the people got up early to go to the temple to listen to him. It was almost time for the Jewish feast of unleavened bread, called the Passover feast. The leading priests and teachers of the law were trying to find a way to kill Jesus, but they were afraid of the people. One of Jesus' 12 apostles was named Judas Iscariot. Satan entered Judas, and he went to the leading priests and some of the soldiers who guarded the temple. He talked to them about a way to give Jesus to them. They were pleased and promised to give Judas money. Judas agreed. Then he waited for the best time to turn Jesus over to them without the crowd knowing it. The day of unleavened bread came. This was the day the Passover lambs had to be sacrificed. Jesus said to Peter and John,
"Go and prepare the Passover meal for us to eat."
"Where do you want us to prepare it?"
"Listen. After you go into the city, you will see a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house that he enters. Tell the person who owns that house, 'The teacher asks that you please show us the room where he and his followers may eat the Passover meal.' Then he will show you a large room upstairs. This room is ready for you. Prepare the Passover meal there."
So Peter and John left. Everything happened as Jesus had said. So they prepared the Passover meal. When the time came, Jesus and the apostles were sitting at the table.
I wanted very much to eat this Passover meal with you before I die. I will never eat another Passover meal until it is given its true meaning in the kingdom of God.
Then Jesus took a cup. He gave thanks to God for it.
Take this cup and give it to everyone here. I will not drink again from the fruit of the vine until God's kingdom comes.
Then Jesus took some bread. He thanked God for it, broke it, and gave it to the apostles.
This bread is my body that I am giving for you. Do this to remember me.
In the same way, after supper, Jesus took the cup and said,
"This cup shows the new agreement that God makes with his people. This new agreement begins with my blood, which is poured out for you. One of you will turn against me. His hand is by my hand on the table. The Son of Man will do what God has planned. But how terrible it will be for that man who gives the Son of Man to be killed."
Then the apostles asked each other,
"Which one of us would do that to Jesus?"
Then the apostles began to argue about which one of them was the most important. But Jesus said to them,
"The kings of the world rule over their people. Men who have authority over others are called very important. But you must not be like that. The greatest among you should be like the youngest, and the leader should be like the servant. Who is more important, the one sitting at the table or the one serving him? You think the one at the table is more important, but I am like a servant among you. You men have stayed with me through many struggles. My Father has given me the power to rule. I also give you authority to rule with me. You will eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. You will sit on thrones and judge the 12 tribes of Israel." Satan has asked to test all of you, as a farmer tests his wheat. "Simon, Simon, I have prayed that you will not lose your faith. Help your brothers be stronger when you come back to me."
"Lord, I am ready to go to prison with you. I will even die with you."
"Peter, before the rooster crows tonight, you will say you don't know me. You will say this 3 times.
Then Jesus said to the apostles,
"When I sent you out without money, a bag, or sandals, did you need anything?"
"No."
"But now, if you have money or a bag, carry that with you. If you don't have a sword, sell your coat and buy one. The scripture says, 'He was treated like a criminal.' This scripture must have its full meaning. It was written about me, and it is happening now."
"Look, Lord, here are 2 swords.
"That's enough."
Jesus left the city and went to the Mount of Olives. His followers went with him. Jesus went there often. He said to his followers,
"Pray for strength against temptation."
Then Jesus went about a stone's throw away from them. He kneeled down and prayed,
"Father, if it is what you want, then let me not have this cup of suffering. But do what you want, not what I want."
Then an angel from heaven appeared to him to help him. Jesus was full of pain. He prayed even more. Sweat dripped from his face as if he were bleeding. When he finished praying, he went to his followers. They were asleep. Their sadness had made them very tired.
Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray for strength against temptation.
While Jesus was speaking, a crowd came up. One of the 12 apostles was leading them. He was Judas. He came close to Jesus so that he could kiss him.
Judas, are you using the kiss to give the Son of Man to his enemies?
The followers of Jesus were standing there too. They saw what was happening. They said to Jesus,
Lord, should we use our swords?
And one of them did use his sword. He cut off the right ear of the servant of the high priest.
Stop.
Then he touched the servant's ear and healed him. Those who came to arrest Jesus were the leading priest, the soldiers who guarded the temple, and the Jewish elders. Jesus said to them,
Why did you come out here with swords and sticks? Do you think I am a criminal? I was with you every day in the temple. Why didn't you try to arrest me there? But this is your time, the time when darkness rules.
They arrested Jesus and took him away. They brought him into the house of the high priest. Peter followed them, but he did not go near Jesus. The soldiers started a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat together. Peter sat with them. A servant girl saw Peter sitting there near the light. She looked closely at Peter's face.
This man was also with him.
But Peter said this was not true.
Girl, I don't know him.
A short time later, another person saw Peter.
You are also one of them.
Man, I am not.
About an hour later, another man insisted.
It is true. This man was with him. He is from Galilee.
Man, I don't know what you are talking about.
Immediately, while Peter was still speaking, a rooster crowed. Then the Lord turned and looked straight at Peter. And Peter remembered what the Lord had said.
Before the rooster crows tonight, you will say three times that you don't know me.
Then Peter went outside and cried with much pain in his heart.
Oh, God.
Some men were guarding Jesus. They made fun of him with this. They covered his eyes so that he could not see them. Then they hit him and said,
Prove that you are a prophet, and tell us who hit you.
The men said many cruel things to Jesus. When day came, the elders of the people, the leading priest, and the teachers of the law came together. They led Jesus away to their highest court.
If you are the Christ, then tell us that you are.
If I tell you I am the Christ, you will not believe me. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But beginning now, the Son of Man will sit at the right hand of the powerful God.
Then are you the Son of God?
Yes. You are right when you say that I am.
Why do we need witnesses now? We ourselves heard him say this.